Welcome to the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Mita Johnson and Dr. Pat. Are you curious to learn about your soul level purpose? Do you want to explore how you can move forward in your life in a way that's more in line with your purpose and values? Have you ever been told to just ignore that little voice inside? Then you are already aware of your knowing. This show is an opportunity to hear my story of uncovering my personal wisdom and to learn to do it for yourself. Be fearless in trusting your body, intuition, and inner knowing. Get ready to step into your wisdom and bring forward your authenticity. The Personal Wisdom Show starts now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. You know what? You are listening to a show that Mita Johnson does. I get to hang out and do this show with her, the Personal Wisdom Show with Mita Johnson. Trust the wisdom empowered within you to create success. And if there was ever a moment, where you think about how things show up, like a show like today, like today's topic specifically, and you ask yourself, wow, creating wisdom-based success. What? Creating wisdom-based success. Because if you've listened to all the shows that she has done, that we have done together, and you haven't latched on to this idea that we have an internal system that could either, if we use it, help us enter the slide and glide of life or enter the bumpiest back road you've ever seen in your entire life on a continent you probably have never even visited before. And we get to choose. For you all, you should know a little bit about who Mita Johnson is. She is that person. She's an expert. And 30 years of coaching, both domestic, global, human resources. She's a certified coach. But if you've ever been inside an HR organization, you will know that there's a whole lot of coaching going on. And I will tell you that they don't give out certifications for that line of work. But I'll tell you, she and I, we have a few of them. And she's here today because she has a passion and a purpose to help us, educate us, to bring us in the forefront of personal wisdom. And her platform is Personal Wisdom Coaching. Now, that is a website. But what is so cool about this? She is the person that basically helps us become aware that we're aware. And then when you get that level of awareness, you will need someone to help you take that first action step, or maybe the second, or maybe the third, or maybe the fourth. And you know, this show today, fasten your seatbelt, because when you create wisdom-based success, it is by far, without question, unstoppable. Mita, it's a great show, great topic. I need to just tap in a little bit with you, if I could, at an intuitive, personal, wisdom-based level. This topic, you know, I'm not surprised it's up for us today. But this idea of creating wisdom-based success, what a beautiful way to enter the field of achievement and accomplishment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us why this came up for you, this topic for today.
You know, I bill myself as a success coach because that makes more sense to people than a personal wisdom coach. Yeah. They don't understand the language. They don't understand there. Our society thrives and drives on the concept of success. However, it's not my definition of success. For most of the world, it's money, it's power, it's status, it's the next position, it's the fanciest car. There's all these marketing-driven expectations in our society. And success for me is tuning into that wisdom and knowing what works for you, what makes you tick, what makes you happy, what moves you forward. And we've talked quite a bit about listening to our body and our deep wisdom. And I'm just really called to kind of finish connecting the dots today. Yeah. That says, okay, so now I'm aware. Now what? What happens next? Okay, this is kind of cool. I can get behind that. But now what? Yeah. So when you can take that place of trust and then think about what you can create for yourself, that is the foundation for success.
I want to just talk about for people. I love talking about success. And I too went through the same, epiphany about the word success. And, you know, there are many, many ways I've looked at it in my life. And what I love about it is it may mean something different for everyone. So when we're talking about, you know, creating this beautiful, beautiful wisdom-based success, how are you looking at success, or how have you looked at success in your life? Because I know for me, it changes from day to day sometimes, but there's a feeling I get. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it's raking the yard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or launching a network.
You know, you used a word that resonates with me, and that's the feeling of success. There's a sense of accomplishment when I can check everything off my to-do list, because I'm that Enneagram 1 perfectionist who's going to create that list. That's also part of who I am, and I can honor that. But success for me is doing it well, and doing the right thing at the right time, and listening. My list might have 10 things on it, but by paying attention to what feels right, to listening to that body wisdom, I make the right choices off that list in terms of how I should be spending my time today. And where I'm sitting right now, it is 65 degrees and sunny, and that's unusual. So success might be simply having my tea on the deck and enjoying that sunshine, because it should be cold and 3 feet of snow here.
Yeah, it's still March.
So it's really beginning to understand and accept what fills you and what moves you and what you think is the best outcome without reusing the word success.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I want to ask you about that. Can you just say a little bit more about that? Because you said a word that really gets me perked up, and that is outcome. Mm-hmm. I am so glad you said that, because it has so much depth and breadth to it. Yet we also know that, you know, when we take success to the obsession perspective, then we hit crossover. But we are looking for an outcome. We have something in our mind, right? And we don't always know, like, how am I going to get it? Or where is it going to come from? But we have it, right?
Mm-hmm. When I start working with someone for the very first time, I'm always curious as to why me and why a success coach? And that starts for many people, that first introspection of, I'm not sure. They often don't know why they're here. Mm-hmm. So we start to talk about what it is that you think you're here for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hear everything under the sun. So, you know, let's pick an easy one. I'm not taking good care of myself.
Yep.
Okay. You know, so then it's like, well, what does success look like? Well, what do you mean? It's like, well, in 6 months from now, when we're done talking, how are you going to know you met your objective? You're willing to invest your time with me. You're willing to invest your money with me. How do we know we're moving in the right direction? I don't know. So people start to really tune in and peel it back. And then they start to tell me what they don't want.
Yeah.
I don't want to be this. I don't want to be that. And it's like, you know, I'm really glad you know what you don't want, but I don't want to hear it. What do you want?
Right.
You know, and just it takes that first hour of really peeling back to get people to even say, I want to be able to walk 5 miles because I'm going to go to the park with my grandkids in the summer and I want to be able to do this. Awesome. We can do that because you know what you want. You want to be able to walk and not be out of breath so you can play with those kids. That's a definition of success. You know you've gotten what you want. So it's really about peeling back and figuring out what is that outcome. What is it you're looking for? What's pulling you? What's calling you? Why are you even exploring this? You know, when you go to corporate, people show up and do what they're paid to do because they think that's what they have to do. And most of the people don't like what they do.
So
how can we start to answer and ask the questions of tuning in of what do you really want? What outcome do you need? What is success?
I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, I've been able to go through periods of my life where I've had, let me just say, I've had to change.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I have the choice to change. But what was in front of me, this is the outcome if you stay the same. This is the outcome if you change, the possibilities mm-hmm. if you change. And I remember a lesson from my corporate job in HR, 24 and a half year career. And my mom used to say to me all the time, girls, don't cut your nose off to spite your face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it took a long time to really understand that. But one of the things that I learned that we're talking about here today is not just understanding what that outcome is, but also, if I hear you correctly, understanding how we can transition from where we are to where we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, there are times where I look back at how that career ended and I ask myself, could I have done it differently? Could I have not burned bridges? I mean, I had a whole list of could I have not, could I have not, could I have not? And yet I know that the outcome had to be the outcome. It had to be, I had to leave there in order to get here,
mm-hmm.
kind of like the long and windy road.
Mm-hmm.
But I often think about, was there another way? Mm-hmm. Because I did not tap into my personal wisdom in the how. Mm-hmm. I did tap into it in the what. Isn't that important to consider both?
It is. I grew up with the same phrase of don't cut your nose off, but there's another one I like that's accidentally on purpose. And many of us do things accidentally on purpose. So we subconsciously process, I hate my job, I need to leave.
Yep.
So we set ourselves up so that we're either terminated or yep. get so burnt out or create a situation where we leave that job, but we didn't leave it thoughtfully. We didn't mm-hmm. leave it with relationships intact. And mm-hmm. then we act confused about how we got there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we're talking about is how do you move out from accidentally on purpose
yep.
to actually on purpose?
And I think that part of this is learning about the energy of that, right? And mm-hmm. accidentally on purpose could be positive too. For example, mm-hmm. I dial a wrong phone number and here I am 20 years later, mm-hmm. right? Accidentally mm-hmm. on purpose, didn't hang up. But what you're saying is what I call an energetic tipping point. You know, for me, that whole scenario with what unfolded wasn't just me having to be in the middle of a situation that act out. There was an entire team of people that jumped on board with just crazy behavior. But you said something interesting that I want to talk with you about when you come back. And it has been really a struggle for a lot of people. It was a struggle for me. You know, I knew that I loved the job that I thought I could do. In this company, I didn't love the job that I was in and asked to do. And it showed up. And I've learned, and especially now that we're growing and we're building out the company, I will train anybody that wants to be trained to do whatever they want to do, but they have to want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an epiphany I got this week, this past 10 days, right? And I asked myself that same question. You know, do you want to be here, Pat? Is this, and, you know, it's clear to me, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But my responsibility in being here is to really take up what you're talking about. Because wanting to have something, I want to hear from you when we come back. is that enough? Mm-hmm. Are there some other things that we have to do in the desire equals success equation? Mita Johnson joining me here today, her fabulous show. What's the best way for people to find out about you? And then we're going to take a really short break.
The best way to find me is my website. It's personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. Don't forget the last part because it goes to a strange place, but personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. There's a place to send me a message and would love to connect.
I love it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you know, how does this conversation, how does that element of desire, how does that help us understand the power of personal wisdom? And what was my body feeling back then? What was going on back then? You know, how did that work out? Was it so overwhelming that I just couldn't handle it? We're going to come back and talk about that with Mita Johnson. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sara Main, on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, dhammayanti.store.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net. Hey, everybody, welcome back. You are listening to, incredible show. And I've talked about Mita Johnson before, creating wisdom-based success. And, you know, in the first part of the show, we were kind of talking about what happens when we know that we are in this place where our body is speaking to us, when we know that we have our eyes focused on an outcome. But we also know sometimes when things are just not right, when something is gnawing at us, is that personal wisdom? Is that the place that we can all go to really explore? We talked about what success was. And Mita, you did such a beautiful job in explaining that. Let's talk now about the connection between success and personal wisdom, because to be honest with you, this is really up in all of our faces here today and for the past 7 days. It sounds like you and I are kind of going through the same like little transformation here. But let's talk about our body and our body talking to us, if we could.
Absolutely. When I coach clients, we start with purpose. And when you know your purpose, it resonates physically in your body. So the starting point when I work with someone is learning to listen to that. For the people that don't have that support or don't know, your body talks to you every single day. It tells you you're thirsty. It tells you you're hungry. It tells you you're tired. Those cues we mostly pay attention to. But we've been talking about corporate and living in the world of other people's successes, because to me, that's really the essence of what we're talking about. When we're doing what everybody else says we should be doing, and we're not doing what we love to do or what we're called to do, or I'm going to use the dreaded word, even should do. Sometimes it's a moral or ethical choice to think about that. But our bodies talk to us. So when you're in conflict with your purpose or your ethics or your values, you get that funny feeling. Your body wants to move. Your stomach hurts. Your head hurts. You physically get sick. Mm. There are people that believe that cancers are the manifestation of all of these emotions. I'm not espousing that in the States, but that's how violently our bodies can respond sometimes. And so when you start to get those tingles, when you start to get that dissonance, when you start to feel physically out of sorts, that's the first clue to really start to listen and say, what is going on? Okay, maybe I have the wrong size shoes on and I shouldn't have worn these heels today. Okay, I can work through that and I can fix that. But what if it's deeper than that? What if it's gnawing at you? How do you get to the point of making a decision to move you out of that and into the place that you be? And listening to your body is the place to start with that. We were joking earlier about the accidentally on purpose or not cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Yeah.
Our grandmas knew. When you think about that and the ancient wisdom that's in there, they knew literally what you and I are talking about today. It's just different language. It's like, don't hurt yourself to save yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, don't stay there until you don't have a choice, but come to it consciously and purposefully and listen to the clues. Your body knows when it's time to move on. When you know that, then you get to be purposeful about how to do that.
Yeah.
When you don't know that, that's when you end up with the lovely accidentally on purpose. You get yourself fired, you get yourself locked out, you get yourself in trouble with the relationship because part of you knows what's going on and you create a train wreck.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny you talk about that because just went through that experience, recently. And what I'm learning about myself is there's such a thing about having that personal wisdom, have your body you know, be screaming at you sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. And then you ignore it. And, you know, that idea of ignoring it, even when you know that there is either something out of integrity, something out of alignment, you know, something you're doing because it's a should, right? Mm-hmm. Or my favorite is something you're doing because you're afraid to mm-hmm. do what you really need to do. Mm-hmm. Can we talk for a minute about, people think fear is a personal wisdom attribute. Now, I'm not saying that fear is not useful, right? Mm-hmm. There's an element of fear that's useful. Like you don't walk down a dark alley, and actually people would call this intuition and not fear, but you don't walk down one of those dark side streets in New York, like at 3 a.m. mm-hmm. by yourself, right? Mm-hmm. To take a shortcut. Your personal wisdom's like, don't do that. Don't do that, right? But there are benchmarks to us to go from where we are to where we want to go through the guidance of personal wisdom. Mm-hmm. How does our body help us with that?
You know, all of our emotions exist for a reason.
Dang, how did I know? I knew you were going to do it. I knew, like, that's like the minute I said the fear thing, you know, okay, I'm going to take it back and I'm going to quote the movie Dune. Fear is the mind killer. Okay, there we mm-hmm. go. Go ahead.
So you're right. Fear has a place because it's a caution. It's a stop. It's a point to stop and say, that's a learned wisdom. So there's innate fear and there's learned fear. So the, you know, old adage of you don't know what hot is until you've touched a stove and burnt yourself. So part of that wisdom is that physical shaping that we've done because we exist in this body. We have learned it hurts to walk barefoot, or it feels really good to sit in the sunshine, or I'm connecting the fact that in the winter, if I can just get outside for an hour, my mental health is so much better. All of that is body wisdom. And paying attention to the clues. Where I really push people to start to think beyond the obvious, don't go down the dark alley, don't touch the stove, you know, don't pick up the snake, you know, all those things that drive people's fears, run from the spider, is really, what's the cost of not doing it? What's the cost to not do what you think you're doing?
I'm just going through that now. I honestly just had an experience of that today and throughout the week. And boy, if we could ask that question, because it sounds like a negative question, but it's not really. Mm-hmm. It's an awakening and awareness question. Mm-hmm. You know, in finance and in business, there's a thing called cost avoidance or cost analysis, or, you know, there's a million words for it. I like to call it my favorite fungible friend. Right. And when I managed a $1 trillion budget and it down to the ridiculous dollar, hello, right? Mm-hmm. Many, many projects in the phone company, I learned about things, but I learned about that thing, mm-hmm. that question. Mm-hmm. And I remember it being asked in a board meeting, what is the cost of not doing it? Can you talk about that a little bit more and how that becomes a radar detector for us?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's strongly connected to the word fear that you used earlier. People don't move out of that place of fear or uncertainty or caution because they don't understand what they're moving to. And so when you learn to trust yourself, you learn that it may not be easy. It may not have been exactly right, but it moved you incrementally closer to where you needed to be. You know, we're not like Superman. We don't fly from A to B in the blink of an eye. We have to walk there. And so sometimes that body wisdom is moving you one step closer. So we've been talking about this corporate dissonance. So it's not in alignment with my values. I know that. I'm afraid to say something to my boss because I'm going to be the outlier. In my heart, I know it's the right thing to speak up, and the cost of not is going to eat me alive. Mm-hmm. So then I go talk to the boss, and you know what? It went better than I thought. Mm-hmm. So maybe I can influence this. So now I listen to the next thing. Okay, what does influencing really mean? Okay, maybe there's another way to approach this project, or maybe there's something else. So that wisdom's moving me closer and closer in alignment to my values, to my purpose, and to what's the outcome, to use the word we used earlier, that's more appropriate for the set of circumstances as I understand them.
Yeah.
The cost of not taking those baby steps or asking those questions is huge. And so if you are not sure you're ready to trust what your body's doing, then I invite you to go back to that headspace a little bit with the question of, but what does it cost me if I don't do anything? What is going to be different 2 days from now, 2 weeks from now, 6 months from now, if I don't do something?
Boy, I got to tell you, the power of what you're speaking today, I didn't know how powerful of a message that is, not just for me, but for so many people. And, you know, when I think about that, we really have to face ourselves. Mm-hmm. We really have to be in a place where we're willing to look at taking that step that we wouldn't have ordinarily taken. You know, Jessica and I and Linda were just talking today, and I think I'm okay to share this. It's a little sneak peek, but we know we're growing. We know we're expanding. We know that my primary commitment to all of you as hosts is to do what I promised 20 years ago, and that is to create an infrastructure that has the rates for what we do decrease instead of increase every year. And this morning, I got three emails from networks that were part of all of them increasing their rates. And I said, you know, this is a message that it's time for us to implement our crowdfunding. It's time for us, you know, to really look at bringing people on that are excited about being here, that have different skill sets than we've had before. Mm-hmm. It's time for us to take risks, because why? The cost of not doing it now, I can't put a dollar value on that. But here's the thing I want to ask you about when we come back from break. We all know that, and yet we must trust our personal wisdom, right? It's the energy field that we get to create, because we all know we're called to do something that may seem a little bit off the grid, that may seem like, the world needs this, but why you? And when we come back from break, I want to talk with you about the power of this, because see, just in this short conversation with you, and I know Jessica's listening, doing the show for us, just in this short conversation, I can't tell you how many light bulbs just went on. And the feeling that I have inside from that personal wisdom, I'll share with you when we come back. Because I think right here on the show, I got a demonstration of what it feels like. And sometimes we have to make tough decisions. I don't know about you, but I've worked in a corporate environment. Sometimes I've had to let people go, and sometimes I've had to go.
Mm-hmm.
They're not easy, but what if they could open a door to success? When we come back, partnering to get that door open, to walk through that door, and to hold on to your purpose and your passion for life, I'm telling you, if you decide to do that alone, take a lot of vitamin B, but you don't have to. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Mita Johnson.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E-I-T-Y.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You know, before the break, I was saying, look, you can decide to take this journey alone, or you can decide not to. And I know what it's like to do both. And I will tell you that, you know, for me to even be here speaking with all of you, the reason I'm able to do it, because I chose the latter. I chose to take this journey with the help of a number of people. It is so important. But what if you were to work with somebody that understands personal wisdom, that understands how to help you see the doorway, take a step through the doorway, and then carve out that path, that journey that is driven by wisdom and power within you? That's Mita Johnson. Mita, what is the best way again for people to find you? Can we give out that information?
Absolutely. My website is personalwisdomcoachingnow.com, and it has a contact me section. Just fill it out. It pops me an email and we can connect from there.
Thank you. Now, I just got done saying, sometimes I've done things because that's it. I can do it. I can do it. You know, I don't need any help. And boy, those years were really, really tough. But somehow a little light bulb went on. And I think I have to owe this little light bulb to two gentlemen, to Dan Vandermas and Brian McGorry. Dan was my first supervisor that I had outside the mailroom, and Brian was my second. And I'm 18 and I'm in the phone company, and I don't even understand any aspect of personal wisdom. But these two angels stepped up to help me, to guide me. And I listened. Now, I wish I could say that I caught on right away and didn't have to have a bunch of those angels help me along the way. But what I did learn is that it's so much easier to partner with someone. And I want to ask you about that, because when we have our eye on the target, we don't always know what we're going to run into. I tell you, I didn't know what I was going to run into making a decision to launch a network. But I don't think I would have done it if I didn't have the support of partnership. Tell us about that and the role that partnership, personal wisdom, and coaching play all together.
You know, personal wisdom is what you know and trust about yourself. But Pat, you're exactly right. We didn't come to this world to be islands. We came here to be interconnected. And there's positive connections, there's neutral connections, and there's negative connections, just like everything all the way around. So when you're using that wisdom to build those positive connections, what you're creating is a system that lets you trust and test. When you have that trusted partner, you get to say the scary things out loud in a space where nobody's holding to you just yet. They will eventually. But the first, we talked earlier about fear and kind of moving out of that. When you can give voice to something, it loses its power and yet it gains its power. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about a coach or an angel or a partner, what you're inviting into your wisdom is that trusted person who lets you explore without judgment. It's that chance to say, I really want to leave corporate. I really want to run this little coaching business. I feel really compelled to talk about wisdom and success and to watch people thrive and grow as they learn to lean into that. But oh my gosh, what about the income? And what if I can't find any clients? And what if I can't do all of this? All of those very human negative energies. My wisdom tells me I have the skills to do this. My Enneagram 1 says wisdom is a gift that I came to this earth with. But having those people in my life who maybe didn't believe what I believed, but who believed me enough to listen, to ask those questions, and to create that bubble where it was safe to explore and safe to say, this scares the crap out of me, but I'm going to move one step closer.
Yeah.
And I want to run screaming to say, stop, breathe, and go. That's the power of partnerships. And when you can talk about it, they get to use their wisdom too. Because sometimes we get busy telling ourselves something that isn't true. And we say it long enough that we start to believe it. And our body knows it's not, but we fight it. And that's the power of that person who knows you enough to hold you to your truth.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I've loved exploring about myself is where my Achilles heel is. And sometimes in a lifetime, I think at least, you know, my Achilles heel, and this is across the board, my coaches will tell me, and people I've worked with, they say, Pat, you stay way too longer, or you'll keep people in your sphere way too longer than you need to. You know, you're hoping to change things. You're hoping to change a situation or change a person or change something that doesn't really call to be changed. And, you know, that's been for me to understand. I mean, I knew in that corporate job that I had really a different place to go and be. I knew years earlier, going back to school and, you know, really doing something different was on my radar for a very long time. But I didn't take that scary step. I didn't follow my personal wisdom.
And, you know, I don't want anybody listening to us today think that this is all about just taking that blind leap of faith.
Oh, no. Okay,
I know this is right. I mean, yeah. It took me 2 years to plan my transition out. But once I knew what I wanted to do, once the decision was made, once the plan was starting to be created, my life shifted immediately. That burden was gone. The weight was gone. The physical manifestation was gone because I was moving in the right direction. And I was doing what I needed to do to not try to be Superwoman and jump to the top of the building in one leap. I knew I needed to go one floor at a time to set myself up to be there. Mm-hmm. So think about your wisdom also as part of your journey.
Yeah.
And there are new things to learn on that journey. What we think is right 2 years ago when we set this vision may need tweaked. And that's okay. That's listening to your wisdom as well, because it's still moving you in the direction of where you are called to be and what you are intending to do.
Yeah. I mean, part of this is really also understanding, you know, how this all comes together. And it does matter, right? Let's talk about, you know, the intentionality of it. There's a level of intentionality that we set, whether we want to set that intention or not. I set that intention in that particular 24 and a half year career at the moment that I knew that it just didn't feel right anymore. You know, that I was being pulled in a direction, one direction or another. But I learned something along the way from that same mama. The nose cut, don't cut your nose off. No matter how I felt about where I was, I never lost sight of respect in that environment. And I somehow knew that in order for me to keep my head up high when I walked through the door, I needed some help in doing that. And that is not always easy. No. You know, in my case, it was a long career. There was a lot of, you know, toxicity at the integral level. My name was going to be on things. So trust me when I say I had a therapist, a coach, and a bunch of other people. Because sometimes it's daunting, isn't it?
It is. It is. And the wisdom of an outsider is they don't bring the love, compassion, and bias that the insiders do.
Right.
They bring compassion from their own space. They bring a gift of being able to truly hear. If you've chosen the right person, they read you, they hear you, they connect with you on that energetic, trusted level. But there's that element of neutrality, because I could say things to you that your partner could not, because you don't have to look at me again until 2 weeks from now when it's your time on my calendar. And you got to live with your partner every minute of every day. And that works both sides of the accountability. You are free to say what maybe your partner isn't ready to hear to your coach. And your coach can ask those hard questions and hold you accountable to those hard answers, because there is a little bit of separation there.
Yeah.
That's useful. It's friendly, but it's not your friend.
Yeah. And, you know, the idea of a coach, and let's just talk about it. You know, I have worked with, I've worked with coaches in sports and athletics. And while the goal wasn't for us to be friends, and I don't think, you know, I mean, there's a relationship you build with somebody that is in support of you, that wants you to get better, that does want you to succeed. And I've been very fortunate to have some of the best coaches in the planet. I mean, you know, I was able to achieve success in a sport that nobody expected me to be able to achieve, because one, I entered it too old, and 22 was too old. And, you know, and two, I was a woman, and yet I had a coach that knew me well enough, but boy, I had to be all in. And I think that's part of our lesson today. It's so much easier to be all in when you're all in with a team of people.
And the all in begins with saying yes to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're so busy doing that we forget to be. And mm-hmm. we talked about that a few episodes ago. So when you think about who you are as a human being and who you are as a human doing and how and who you surround yourself with, all of that is part of your wisdom as well.
Mm-hmm.
The wisdom to know when to ask for help, the wisdom to know when to step away, the wisdom to know when to lean in, and the wisdom to know when you're the help and when it's time to be quiet and when it's time to speak. Mm-hmm. Your body tells you all of those things. And the more you can understand that full circle of being, doing, open and close, the more effective you are at creating the life that you want to create.
Mm. Wow. We talked about a lot today. And what I love about the conversation, it always goes back to trusting that wisdom and power within us, mm-hmm. trusting that personal wisdom. You know, I've like to call it, you know, it's like a radar detector that I have, you know, it's almost like one of these detectors, mm-hmm. the closer you get, the faster it beats and ticks.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you very quickly that when I don't follow it, the consequences are devastating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the actions that I take or don't take, it's like blunt force trauma sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm here with you and I know they could have been avoided, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the cost of not?
Not. Mm-hmm. Mm. And if not avoided, minimized.
Right, right. You know, yeah. It's interesting. I can't thank you enough. I want to ask you again, how do people work with you? How do they find out about you? And let's make sure we get them to your website and understand that you are one of those success coaches. You know, you're a certified coach and this is what you do to help people. Mm-hmm. And given where we are today, the environments we're in, the workplace we're in, the jobs we don't want to go back to, the jobs we do want to go back to, you know, this is not a journey that I recommend anybody taking alone. And, you know, you see it every day in the field of HR. So how do people work with you? How do they find out about you?
So you can find me at my website, which is personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. And once you find me, we start with a 1-hour conversation to explore because you have to find the right partner. And if that's me, I'm grateful. If it's not mm-hmm. me, I want to help you find the right person because it's not about ego. It's about getting you what you need. And if I am your partner, we get to put together a package that works for you because it's about your success. So we talk about what that journey looks like, what your financial abilities are, what your commitments are. And I'm always going to ask you, what's the cost of not doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Because until you can answer that, you're probably not ready for the journey.
Mm.
And so it's a way to really think about, am I ready to step out of my comfort zone, really look in the mirror, trust myself, and be courageous enough to claim the authentic and wisdom-filled life that you are here to live.
Mm. What's your personal message again? Tell us what you want to leave us with today. And thank you so much. You know, what do they say? You know, you always hear what you're meant to hear at exactly the time you're meant to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And this is for anyone out there, right, today that's listening, mm-hmm. that is hesitant about mm-hmm. living their dream or making tough decisions. And again, without a sounding board for me, I know I wouldn't be here today. What do you want to leave us with, Mita?
What I hope everyone hears today, or whatever day you're listening to this recording, is you know in your heart when it's time to shift. And I want you to hear that and trust that and find the partner that will help you uncover the wisdom and the steps that you need to create your best life. If it's me, awesome. If it's not, please, 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 find that support and live the life you were intended to live.
Mm. Thank you so much for everything. And to thanks to all of you out there. And here's what we want to leave you with. You heard a lot. There is so much to gain from really tapping into that personal wisdom within. And that is what Mita Johnson does. Thank you all. I hope you have heard something today that's going to get you one step closer to that doorway. And if you hesitate, if you feel like you're stalling, please reach out, get some help so that you can cross that pathway with someone you can trust. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning into the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Mita Johnson. Join me every month for a conversation on key topics that will help you think about success, wisdom, and your time here in a new way. We are all here at this time for a reason. But by uncovering that and learning to live your life on purpose, we can truly change the energy and impacts of the world, one human being at a time. To learn more about me, visit my website at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. We all have a soul level purpose. Tune in next time to transformationtalkradio.com to discover yours.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.